USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A U.S. Army trainee is now in custody after he allegedly hijacked a school bus filled with kids in South Carolina. They said the 23-year-old left Fort Jackson this morning armed with a rifle and jumped on the bus, telling the driver to take him to the next town. Eventually, he let the bus driver and kids go and continued driving before he was arrested. Officials believe he was trying to get back home to New Jersey. President Biden continuing to sell his infrastructure plan, the president spending time in Lake Charles, Louisiana on Thursday, greeting the president in Louisiana, Republican Senator Bill Cassidy, who chatted with the president about his infrastructure plan.
I think the president mentioned some project that may not be included in ours, but nothing was like non-negotiable.
USA Radio News.
Who's really running the country? Joe Biden, the First Lady, Kamala Harris, maybe Barack Obama. Already, Kamala Harris is the most powerful vice president in history. All this week, Newsmax's Greg Kelly asked the tough questions about Joe Biden and who's really in charge at the White House. Every night this week, Greg Kelly is on Newsmax giving you the news you need to know. So watch Greg Kelly tonight at 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern and see his series, Who's Really in Charge? Newsmax TV is America's fourth highest-rated cable news network. Everyone is talking about Newsmax. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system, tell them you want it, or get Newsmax free on your smart TV, or tune into Roku, Amazon Fire, Pluto, Zumo, or YouTube, or just download the free Newsmax TV app on your smartphone and watch us anytime, anywhere. Millions of Americans are watching Newsmax. So should you.
After the death of a child and dozens of injuries, the Consumer Product Safety Commission has announced Peloton has finally agreed to recall about 125,000 of its treadmills.
After first declaring the $4,200 treadmills were safe as long as all warnings and safety instructions were followed, Peloton has now agreed to the full recall. Joe Mardiak is with the Consumer Product Safety Commission.
Ever since we heard about the incidents and the child deaths, we have been actively looking at it and talking to Peloton about a recall of the product. They would not agree to it early on, and that's why we put a warning out to the public about it. At that point, we only had 39 incidents. Since that time, in just barely 2 weeks, the number has almost doubled to over 70.
Peloton is also offering a full refund to those who purchased the treadmill. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
California Republican gubernatorial candidate Caitlyn Jenner has staked out a hardline position on illegal immigration, saying Wednesday that she endorses a border wall that was embraced by former President Donald Trump.
I am all for the wall. I would secure the wall. We can't have a state. We can't have a country without a secure wall. You have two questions here. One is stopping people from coming in illegally into the state. And then the second question is, what do we do with the people that are here? We are a compassionate country. Okay, we are a compassionate state. Some help. I mean, some people, we're going to send back. Okay, no question about that.
The fifth time was a charm for SpaceX.
SpaceX has successfully landed a test rocket it plans on using to send astronauts to the moon. The company launched, then landed its Starship prototype rocket on Wednesday, the first time that the prototype has successfully landed. Four previous tests were destroyed in the process of landing. SpaceX was awarded a contract from NASA last month to develop the Starship for use on the Artemis missions to return to the moon, though the contract is currently on hold after two other companies filed protests of the contract award. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
It's National Nurses Week, and today is National Nurses Day. To say thank you, some businesses are offering discounts and freebies to those who work in such an incredibly demanding job. If you're a nurse, check around to see what's available. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.